I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. June 2025, Newark, Delaware. A mother claims an armed stranger snatched her 3-year-old daughter and sped off in an SUV. An Amber Alert is issued and the entire community searched. But what followed wasn't a rescue. It was a chilling unravelling of lies. As investigators peeled back the layers, a darker truth emerged, that the real danger came from inside the home. This is Nola's story.
Now, Newcastle County Police and the FBI, they worked through the night working to find 3-year-old Nola Dinkins. Multiple tips came in, we're told, but investigators say the mom's initial story of what happened was simply not true.
Nola Dinkins was born October 29, 2021, in Indiana, to parents Darian Randall and Dominique Dinkins. However, Randall and Dominique were not in a relationship when our story takes place, and hadn't been for some time. In fact, the two had moved on to other relationships. June 10, 2025, 7 p.m. The Newcastle County Police responded to the 500 block of Gender Road in Newark, Delaware. Darian Randall was reporting her 3-year-old daughter, Nola Dinkins, had been abducted at gunpoint. Randall would later tell police while she was driving. She pulled the car over at a dead-end road near a wooded area to calm Nola down after the little girl was getting upset. Out of nowhere, a white man Randall didn't recognize approached with a handgun, saying he wasn't going to hurt them. He then grabbed Nola out of the back seat, placing her under his arm, before fleeing in an older, dark-coloured SUV, possibly a Chevy or a Ford, the vehicle also having rust or dirt down the sides. Randall would report she saw a white female driving the vehicle. At 7:45 p.m, a Be on the Lookout or BOLO was issued by law enforcement. The suspect, who was believed to have taken Nola, was described as a bald white man aged in his mid-40s. He was wearing a black hoodie and grey basketball shorts. The woman getaway driver was described as a white woman aged in her 30s with blonde hair. Shortly after this, an Amber Alert was also issued for 3-year-old Nola Dinkins. The FBI and other local agencies were brought in to help with the search for the missing toddler. The Amber Alert listing Nola as being a black female, 3 foot and around 25 pounds, or just over 11 kilograms. Her black hair was styled in a bun, and she had brown eyes. Randall reported her daughter as wearing a white t-shirt, black leggings, and white shoes. A frantic search for Nola began, but it would quickly come to an end the very next morning, June 11, 2025. Police held a press conference announcing they'd found inconsistencies with Randall's version of what had happened. They had determined that the kidnapping story was an entire fabrication.
Good morning. I'm Sergeant Andrea Botterbush with Newcastle County Division of Police. Here to discuss the Amber Alert for Nola Dickens. Yesterday evening, approximately 7:15 p.m., patrol officers responded to the 500 block of Gender Road for reported kidnapping. Nola's mother advised that she pulled over after Nola became upset and was attempting to comfort her when an unknown white male, armed with a handgun, approached her and then took Nola. The suspect then fled in a dark-colored SUV driven by a white female. Ultimately, an Amber Alert was issued for 3-year-old Nola, and the Newcastle County Division of Police Criminal Investigations Unit, along with the FBI, began an intensive investigation that continued throughout the night. As a result of that investigation, detectives determined that the initial account of the investigation, or of the incident given by the mother, was false. The Amber Alert is now canceled, and there is no danger to the public. Sadly, this incident is now being treated as a homicide investigation by the Maryland State Police. Our detectives are continuing to work closely with the FBI and Maryland State Police. Additional information will be released as it becomes available.
Police unfortunately believed there was evidence to suggest Nola was no longer alive. Not only that, but her mother, Darian Randall, was involved with her death. The Amber Alert was cancelled, and the investigation turned over to Maryland State Police Homicide Unit. An investigation reviewed cameras that were found outside the home where Randall had been living with the toddler. Never once was Nola captured on these cameras, leaving the home on the day that Randall said she was abducted. Then, at 6:45 p.m., Randall's grey Mini Cooper could be seen on another security camera driving down Chapman Road. Here, she made a left-hand turn into the Liberty Point apartment complex. Randall would be here for about 15 minutes. It was during this time Randall reported her daughter's abduction. Just before 7 p.m, Randall's Mini Cooper was seen leaving the apartment complex, driving away calmly. She is going the speed limit, and it wasn't like she was driving erratically in a panic, searching for her allegedly abducted daughter. Later the same day, the Amber Alert was cancelled. Darian Randall was placed under arrest at her boyfriend's house in Maryland. She was charged with felony false reporting of an incident, and she was held on a $1 million bond. Police officers were dispatched to the home where Randall had been staying, the house rented by her boyfriend, Cedric Anthony Britton, the house on Elk Nest Drive, in the hope they would be able to find further clues as to what happened to Nola and where she was now. Police were met with Britton, and he didn't seem shocked or concerned about Randall's arrest or Nola's disappearance. Police would make mention in their report on Britton's odd demeanour that he would blame his behaviour on his military background, and oddly, that he had dealt with human trafficking in the past. That would have sent up alarm bells for investigators, because what did, if anything, human trafficking have to do in this case with Nola? It definitely would have heightened the investigators' suspicions that Britton may have been involved here. While at the home, investigators found plastic gloves in the trash can. They also noted that the house smelled strongly of cleaning chemicals, specifically bleach. Investigators also searched Britton's BMW, and here they found a pink child's blanket that looked to be stained with blood. However, according to Britton, and he'd actually gotten it from a stranger in a park the previous summer. Honestly, Britton could have been carrying a neon sign saying, "I'm guilty," and it seemed less obvious. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
During the official police interviews with Darian Randall, she almost immediately admitted it was true that she did lie about Nola's kidnapping. That's June 9th, 2025. Randall hit Nola with a belt between 15 to 20 times, causing the three-year-old to fall to the ground and stop breathing. Randall claimed she then called out to her boyfriend, Cedric Britton, and he started CPR on the toddler. But the couple soon realised there was nothing they could do, that Nola had died. Randall and Britton had placed Nola's body in the car, and they just drove around for a while, not knowing what else to do. You know, besides the obvious, like going to the hospital or calling 911 for paramedics, or even the police to take you away for abusing and killing an innocent child. But I digress. So, without a plan of what to do next, Randall and Britton just headed home with Nola's body still inside the car. At that point, they moved Nola back inside and placed her body in a blue suitcase, leaving her at the bottom of the basement stairs overnight. Randall told investigators that she had checked on the suitcase once during the night. How thoughtful of her. But the next morning, she asked Britton to take the suitcase somewhere else. And Britton, being the upstanding guy he is, he put the suitcase in his car and drove away. When he returned without the blue suitcase and Nola's remains, having disposed of Nola, Britton showed Randall the photographic evidence of where he left her daughter. After investigators had informed Britton of what Randall had confessed, they were able to convince him to draw a map of where Nola's body could be located. This led them to a vacant lot near a park on Dune Drive in northeast Maryland. At 1:45 p.m. that same day, three-year-old Nola Dinkins' remains were recovered, still inside the blue suitcase. She was wrapped tightly in plastic wrap. Nola also appeared to be emaciated, weighing only 19 pounds or 8.5 kilograms. And the average size of a three-year-old is more like 30 pounds or 13.5 kilograms, meaning she had been mistreated and neglected for some time. This wasn't a one-off occasion of abuse, a momentary snap of self-control that led Nola to end up in this condition. This was systematic child abuse and neglect that had been going on for months. Darian Randall was already in custody, and her charges were upgraded to include first and second degree murder, first degree child abuse resulting in the death of a child under 13, and other criminal charges. Randall's boyfriend Cedric Britton was also placed under arrest for his role in Nola's death. He was charged with accessory to first and second degree murder after the fact, failure to report a child death, and other related criminal charges. During the prosecution gathering evidence for their case, it was determined at the time of Nola's death, there was a years-long custody battle going on between Randall and Nola's biological father, Dominic Dinkins. June 2023, Randall filed a notice of relocation to take Nola out of Indiana where Dominic lived, and where Randall lived with Nola at this time. But this request was later withdrawn after pushback from Nola's father. But it seems Randall moved with Nola anyway, without the knowledge or approval from Dominic. It's not even clear if Dominic knew Randall moved their daughter out of state. I really doubt that he did, given he took the whole matter to court to stop it from happening in the first place. Well, happening legally anyway. But it seems Randall just did what she wanted. Court order be damned. 3 months before Nola died, March 2025, Randall and Dominic agreed to share custody of three-year-old Nola, signing a parental agreement, whereas Nola would spend 4 weeks of that coming summer with her father. Unfortunately, the toddler would die just before this could happen, possibly giving a motive for her murder. because obviously seeing Nola malnourished and underweight would have been evidence enough to Dominique that his daughter was being mistreated, and he would have fought to keep the little girl with him. And he would have good reason for this argument, given what happened and the condition Nola was found in. At the time of the recording of this episode, January 2026, Darian Randall is currently being held at the Baylor Women's Correctional Institution in Delaware, awaiting extradition back to Maryland. Cedric Britton has been released on a $75,000 bond. He is currently on home detention. Nola's father, Dominic Dinkins, started a GoFundMe to help him pay for his daughter's funeral expenses, as well as all the travel expenses and attorney fees that he will likely incur in the future once the criminal trial starts, which is currently scheduled to start April 13, 2026. I will discuss the outcome of this trial on the Facebook group that I have promised myself I'll be more active in this year. Call it my main New Year's resolution. Nola's paternal grandmother, Velma Dinkins, spoke publicly after her granddaughter's murder. A little girl, she lovingly called her Nola Bear, and quote, "She captured everyone's hearts. From the moment you saw her, you fell in love with her. She was special. She could be funny and she could be dramatic. Everyone loved her. We are just heartbroken. We have so many questions, but all of that is going to come in due time. We are just heartbroken this happened to us, my precious baby." Unquote. On the night of June 17, 2025, Cecil County, Maryland, dozens of residents gathered at the Northeast Community Park to honour the life of the three-year-old. While Nola's family weren't in attendance, they provided a statement that was read out to the crowd. They said they very much appreciated all the support and love that the community showed them and Nola. Vigil organiser Mary Jane Taylor spoke to the news media, who were also in attendance for the vigil. She wanted to ensure Nola wouldn't fade from memory after the initial shock of the tragedy. Quote, "It's our way of being able to help her hear us, that there is love here for her. This community does come together in tragedy." Unquote.
It's a heavy night in Cecil County. Community members through their tears and pain showing up for young Nola Dinkins, who at only 3 years old was tragically taken from this world.
"It's our way of being able to help her hear us, that there is love here for her. This community does come together in tragedy."
Monday night, dozens of Cecil County neighbors vowing to never forget young Nola Dinkins. The three-year-old was found dead in a vacant lot in the county, her own mother charged with her murder.
"Well, I have a three-year-old, little girl, and I just couldn't shake the thought of what that little girl was going through when that was happening to her and saying, 'Mommy, why are you doing this to me?'"
Mary Jane Taylor wanted to make sure Nola wouldn't be forgotten.
"Now that everybody has the juicy details of, you know, the sad, tragic stuff that happened, what happens to this sweet baby girl, Nola, that gets forgotten and she can't speak for herself?"
So she, Brittany, and Casa of Cecil County put on Monday's vigil. A crowd of people like Gary Lambert coming out to pay their respects.
"I was a parent to six. It just really bothers me, you know what I mean? We need to step up and do more as a community to make sure this doesn't happen again."
County Executive Adam Strait saying how the county plans to do just that.
"Cecil County has always supported social services. They've always supported groups like CASA, other nonprofit groups that are dedicated to the protection of our children. And we're going to continue to do so. Our kids are our greatest resources, and that's certainly not where we're ever going to draw the budgetary line."
Nola's family couldn't be there, but they sent statements to be read at the event. Nola's father is saying this.
"Nola, my one and only child, had an infectious energy that connected with everyone she met, leaving a lasting impression on all who knew her. As her father, that meant everything to me."
Through tears, Mary Jane had one last message for Nola.
"I wish I could be there to save her. You know, we love you and God loves you. And I'm so glad that you're with Christ and that you're safe and okay now."
Nola Dinkins would later be described by those who knew and loved her as energetic, kind, loving and giving. She loved princesses and playing dress up. She loved colouring in with her grandmother, and Nola will be forever missed. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.